Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet so we can get some things off our chest and you can get some things off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
Yeah, yeah.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Confession. Just thought I'd bring a bit of Jesus into it. Right.
Do you have a confession?
I do.
Okay.
Sorry. Sometimes we do a little bit of foreplay. jump straight in. My confession is, Candice, name me someone who is more annoying and irritating than a manual car driver. I'll wait.
Than a manual?
I will wait. I will wait. You know them people, right? Because let's talk about it. I have an automatic driving license.
Same.
Okay? The minute you tell someone who drives a manual, who can drive a manual, but what if you get in an accident and you need to drive a manual?
Just shut up.
Bruh, shut up.
Shut up. You, cars will soon fly. Like, just shut.
You want to be doing...
I feel like manual cars are going extinct. Like, they're not...
Like, but why are you forcing yourself to do jiu-jitsu with your car?
Like...
Why do you have to be fighting your gearbox?
And the thing is, I struggled for years with manual. I know I would have got it in the end, but I just couldn't be bothered. I just had RJ. I wanted to be on the road quick. Ultimately...
I did manual and I fell on my desk because my driving instructor had to press the brakes. And I was like, bitch, you didn't even give me time to react. You got real shook real quick. Clearly never grew up on the streets before. What the fuck? And then after that, I was like, is this worth it? I could drive if I was absolutely like, oh my God, I need to take Candice somewhere I need to get to the, I don't know, a place urgently. I can jump in a manual car, start it. I'll probably be doing 20. At a roundabout, we might have, you know, a near collision, but I'll arrive at my destination. But I was the same. Like, after a while, I was just like, no, I'm just going to learn auto.
Yeah.
All cars. I've never hired a car. I've never gone to buy a car where it's like, oh, we only do manual.
Yeah.
I've always had
and
an auto
also,
option.
I just don't like people who shame people.
Thank you.
Yeah, in any... Okay.
Oh.
Great segue into my confession. Because y'all got me fucked up.
Oh.
And this is an interesting one because you guys will know if you listen to the pod closely enough, I don't really fraternize with gossip blogs and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the kickback and the feedback I'm hearing from Dre and Michelle being pregnant, is it a basket? I don't even know. It's a basket. It's an athlete of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Dre and Michelle.
What are your thoughts?
Is having a baby for. My thoughts are under check. Those are my thoughts. What I can't bear is just that talk or the comment section being like, oh, she trapped him. She this, that. If your pussy ain't tight, just say your pussy ain't tight and keep it popping. That's what you need to do. You need to stay out of grown folks' business. No, you don't need to stay out of grown folks' business.
Now, I will say.
That's what you need to do.
I would agree with that if that young man were not 22.
Oh, I didn't know he was 22. Like, but it still don't change something. Nothing. And you know why it don't change nothing? Leonardo DiCaprio don't date a girl.
But it's still weird when he does it.
It's weird, but also I just don't give it my time.
I think that's the difference.
I
wouldn't go out of my way necessarily to give it that much energy.
Yeah.
But I do find it really weird and kind of predatory, like, not going to lie.
You guys are legal, so that's cool for you. It's not necessarily something I would do, but I just see people taking lots of other people to task right now. And it's just so boring.
Mm.
I'm just like, sit down, shut up, put your phone down, have a drink, go and touch grass, do something. But just all the judgment in all the sectors, I am exhausted by it. Oh, they shouldn't be doing this and that and this and this. Shut up.
But I also think we've come to a point in society where there is a thing where there's too many opinions. Like, everybody wants to speak on something at all times.
All the time.
At all. Like, you don't have to have an opinion on everything.
And guess what? Even when someone is doing the very opposite of that, come and see how you lot run down the Little Mermaid girl for keeping the pregnancy private.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
Just shut up.
Literally. Literally.
Oh, she thought we were stupid, did it? No, she just didn't
want to talk about it.
She just didn't want it.
And to be honest, I kind of rate what she did, I'm not going to lie. Did you see the Photoshop job she was doing? And I was like,
I love it.
I loved it.
I was like, I do think she's pregnant, but also the same way I think Ashanti's pregnant. The same way Ashanti's mum basically said she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But also, no one's confirmed that. So I'm not going to make it my business now to live in the comment section.
Yeah.
To act like, and this is what it really comes back to act like I'm owed information.
Mm.
I am not owed information.
Mm.
I done a Q&A on Instagram last night. So many questions. Will you do what you eat in a day? I answered simply, no.
No. I won't. I shan't.
People have to learn that you're not owed information. Mm-hmm. And in whatever medium you receive communication, that person is willing to have a limit on what they share.
Yeah.
But to think that because someone is on your TikTok or in your TV or you read their books or that you are owed this consistent stream of info, everyone's fucking head needs checking.
Mm.
It's making me so disgruntled. Like, chill out. Mm. You don't know these people and they don't owe you that.
Mm. It's true. No, it is, because I feel like, I mean, we've spoken about it before, but it's almost like, is it a leech? Like, people just are like, they're
sucking. And again, like I said, you take this info and you do, what do you do with it?
But they also, they use it against you. Everything is up for huge criticism and shame the minute you share.
Shame. Right. And now this is what's going to help yoke out this conversation. It's the fact that I see so many, because I thought about this last night.
Uh-huh.
More time, the people you're trying to shame, you're just jealous of their authenticity. And you think, how can they have that person or this or arrive at that place living so carefree? More to the point, doing things I've never done. Because I've been encouraged to live a life holier than thou and not be a thot or a slut or not do this or not eat there. Mm-hmm. And to see someone fucking win doing everything you were told you shouldn't do, that's what keeps you lot up at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even shame. The root is you're jealous and you're hardback and you're bad breed. You're jealous and it stinks.
Mm.
And a lot of people get really undone at watching people win in a way they've been told not to do a certain thing. So instead of sitting with the fact and being like, rah, no, I can't hate the player, hate the game. Maybe I should live a more authentic life and see where that gets me. It just becomes a, how can we shame that person? How can we make them? They don't need to feel bad because actually they're doing and achieving and living a life you dream of when you put your head down at night. Because they've acquired it in a way, or gone about it in a way that you were told not to do, okay, because you're this, that, or I don't know that, but there are many variations of how to be a perfect someone and still not win. Yeah, that fucking sucks to be you.
she sips on
that
the drink.
Sucks because I see it all the time, and when I deep the play, I'm just like, oh no, you're mad that a hoe got housewifed and you're a virgin and no one wants you. Tasty.
Shout out to all the virgins out there. Living your life.
You're a virgin who can't drive. Not that there's anything wrong with being a virgin.
At all.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think at the root of it, it's just...
Especially when I see women coming for other women in multiple aspects, the root of it is, how can she be getting the things that society said, if I do this, this and this, it should be me.
Mm.
I don't know how to deal with that. So I'm just going to run my mouth in this comment. You're still a dusty bitch.
Mm.
So what are we going to do?
Yeah. Yes, the jealousy is an issue. The in the comment sections, back and forth is a huge issue. And at the crux of it, either join the game or play a different game. Because you're mad at the person playing their own game.
I don't even want you to... Just be you.
But a lot of the time, it's a conflict of wanting to do what they're doing, but not feeling comfortable because of however they've grown up or whatever.
Because of how you're going to be portrayed or how you're going to be thought about.
Yeah.
But when you see certain people winning in certain areas, they're winning because they have learned to not just give a them. Fuck yeah. what anyone thinks.
And in this
life... because you're in that bondage... of performance, of I wonder what they're going to think of me.
And in this life, I'm not going to lie to you, the key piece of advice I have is don't give a fuck.
Get on the train quick.
Stop giving
because you're getting left behind.
Because the people who actually are like, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what happens, but it's those are winning.
Exactly. And it's them same people you want to fix your fingers to be talking about. And like I said, deep down, when you put your head on your pillow, you're dying to live as free as them. You're dying to achieve certain things or live in that way. But because you are so under manners in terms of respectability politics or appearing or appeasing, you don't know how else to get that out your system without shit. So you just go for, I'm going to try and shame them. And the thing with people like that is you can, the operative word is try. You can try and shame them all you want. You're going to be up for the rest of your life. They're winning because they already don't care.
You must be shameless in this life. You must be shameless. Listen, I always say shame is free, but sometimes the shameless people are just actually living their own best lives and we're watching them live it. So I'm done. You know, be done observing. And be shameless.
You won't follow them, but as soon as I put the letter A into your Instagram, their name comes up because you stay in their business.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. This is a very readable mid-season, but too many things are getting on my nerves.
Mm.
And when I see those like Dre, and like I said, I don't know the girl from a bag of chips, but I know enough to know that the kind of woman people have built a persona, the kind of person that people think she is, because we don't even know this person, the persona that has been built around her, it's very easy to just try and shame her, okay? Mm. 22 or not, that boy is in very much control of his penis and he put it there. And what?
I agree with people not shaming Drea because, first of all, Drea, the image of her has always been associated with something of a...
provocative? Sexual? IG model?
Yeah, that type of vibe. People have always hated on Drea, no matter what she's doing. Drea could have been married with three kids right now and people would have hated on her. However, this 22-year-old boy, I'm not going to lie, it's weird.
Mm.
I feel like were he not 22, I wouldn't give a heck. Were he a basketball player who was 32, I'd be like, get your bag.
I don't know.
Because she's what? She's like 40?
I feel like...
37?
If Cher was dating Amber Rose's baby dad at this age, he wouldn't be born yet. So when they grow up, it all pans out.
Yeah, but when they met, the age is different. Do you know what I mean? With Cher, her man just doesn't want to work. He's so happy to be... sugar mummied up, and I love that for him. Thanks. And Cher's getting what she needs out of it, like happy union.
And I hope Amber and Wiz get back together. I don't know why. Same. I'm just so Amber and Wiz coded. Same. I'm just like, y'all figure that shit out. Because when I see you in the same frame,
I love them.
I like it, and you, most importantly, you like it.
I love
you guys.
Them.
Clearly like it.
Yeah.
Let's flesh this out. This right now. Yeah.
And they cope. I mean, from what I see online, they co-parent really
Sebastian's
well.
Sebastian's such a beautiful, intelligent, sweetheart. I'm just like, joyous little baby.
But also, Amber for me is one of them people who is the definition of working on yourself and getting better every single year.
I'm a massive Amber Rose
I
fan.
I love her.
I'm a huge Amber Rose fan.
I just feel like every single year, she like improves. Like, I don't follow her necessarily like avidly online, but whenever I see stories about her or hear her talking, I always just think back to the time when she was dating Kanye and then her and Kanye and Kim had that weird beef. And then she
was right about it all.
She was right. But then when it all happened, she was like, I'm not celebrating. I'm not joyous about this. What I said at that time, I shouldn't have said it. And my prayers are out with Kim. And I was like, growth. That is literally the definition of someone maturing, getting better, getting wise. I just love her. She holds her hand up when she's wrong.
I love her. Oh.
I think they're a really cute union.
But I'm just like...
Oh. Let's not shame anyway. I agree with the whole shaming thing. And I feel like, back to Drea, her entire life has been under scrutiny for years. I used to watch Basketball Wives, huge fan of the show. And even when she was on that, people just had something to say about the girl. Did you see the Wendy Williams interview?
No.
When Wendy was like, I heard you slept with three guys in one day. What do you have to say about that? And then Drea's like...
That was good dick? What? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because Wendy, instead of you turn your stiff wig towards the men that overpopulate the country and don't pay no child support, this is what you've come to do. This is what you've come to do.
Oh, we've had nothing to do with this conversation.
This is what you've come to. I can't stand it.
It is. And for Drea, her life has literally always been under a microscope.
And especially when we look at the themes of comments from a lot of black women it's a lot of internalized misogyny and it reeks.
And that's the thing that I think we need to heart. Because this Drea 22-year-old thing, for me personally, I find it weird. Yeah. However, the amount of scrutiny that she has received is totally different from when it's Leonardo. It's different.
It's so. This is what I'm saying.
And I agree. Both are weird.
Guess what? But Leo could, and that's even outside of race, because Leo could even be a black man, and you'd even expect that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
The scrutiny is so
crazy.
Different.
It's so. And I mean, the comment section on that picture she posted
I don't check the comments or anything.
I knew it was going to be a hot topic because the Twitter sphere was already quite crazy. The comments on it was just like, this is so unnecessary. She's just announcing her pregnancy. Like it got vicious and mean. But
it goes back to, and this is what I'm saying, it goes back to how can it be that someone who, for all intents and purposes, because I don't know her, but from what we can see is displayed PR-wise, lives such a sexually liberated life and still end up, quote unquote, wifed.
And and you know what actually pisses people off? It's not the fact that this young man is 22. For the most part,
it's the money.
It's the money. It's the fact that you feel she does not deserve to be eating his money.
Because if he was 22 and broke, you wouldn't have anything to say about it. But in your mind, you're like, she lucked out?
Yeah.
She lucked out?
That's what the majority of those comments is sitting on. It's got nothing to do with the fact.
She?
Yeah. It's the, he's trapped you to 18 years now. The child support on that's going to be crazy. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Weren't you not saying the same about Blac Chyna when she fell pregnant for Tiger? And where Tiger money now, did
it?
Does he even have kitten money, let alone Tiger? Hey.
And Rob, that's what they're saying about Rob. They were like, she's part of the empire.
Give me a break.
What, with those socks? Like,
especially give black women again, like I said, it's black woman to black woman I'm speaking. Give each other a break.
Yeah. Grace period.
Yeah. And if the pinnacle in your mind is being wifey'd or whatever, and you're seeing someone that threw it back 100 times in a night, get in a ring, get in the gym of your own self-confidence and work on yourself. Because she's got something going on that you ain't got going on. It really is that simple. You lot are exhausting me and you're exhausting the topic and almost always trying to divvy up who is worthy of such a thing, who is worthy. And again, can we just decenter men from the chat? Can we just decenter the man them?
It's true.
Can we just
It's true.
I'm trying to have some grown folk conversation and a lot of you lot ain't keeping up and it's stressing me out. You're not five.
Like, it's true. It's true. Nah.
Anyway, sorry, I just went on.
That was, poor Wendy and her stiff wig. Golly.
No, because that was proving the... Do you get what I'm...
No, the Wendy thing, when I saw it, I was like, See, this is when people talk about Wendy and they're like, Wendy didn't do great sometimes. Because that was such an unnecessary...
Bring Diddy on and talk about his 25 baby mamas.
How about that? Look, how about that?
Have the same energy the for same, the man then.
That's exactly what... And it
this
will
is
never
why
be.
Them lot are in problem all the time. What's the one that just calls someone big back?
Charlemagne, don't
that's
even get me started.
That's why them lot are in problem because you lot can't maintain energy. Maintain energy for the man then.
Yeah.
You lot never have it.
Yeah.
But let a woman sit in front of you that you think you can run game on. You want to do all the nonsense in the world. Yeah. And then what makes it worse is you go in the comment section and you see black women doubling down on the fuckery.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to... You'll get an STI before you get a cookie. Eish. Get that in your brain.
Jeez.
Always try pandering to men that don't pull back their foreskin.
Jesus,
give me a break.
Jesus is Lord. Is...
Give me a break.
Lord in heaven.
6 months worth of cheese down there, and
with
and that's what, and that's what you're tweeting after. That's what you're showing support of. You should be ashamed of yourself. Rosa Parks didn't sit back there for this shit. That other one didn't throw herself in front of them fucking horses for this shit.
Not the suffragette.
Nah, they're getting on my nerves.
Not the suffragette.
I need a cigarette.
Someone get the sage out.
No, you went into the archives. Man said this suffrage. Shit. Am I lying? What was her name? Emily Pankhurst or something like that. Yeah. This is what she does herself in front of the horse for. But you lot to be dragging each other down in comment sections. Nah, you lot need to stand up, man.
Oh, my God. But I'm not going to lie, true words have never been said. True words have never been said. Let's get it together, ladies. As a sisterhood, let's get it together.
They're watching.
They're watching.
And they think they're doing something.
And the reason why the men have such big,
and
big chests.
And they're
sassy.
Sassy
men.
Sassy
men is because we have allowed them to think that it is normal within us to be talking like that, this about each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And social media has a big role to play in it because this always used to happen, but it was table talk. It was kitchen
yeah,
table.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It was your uncle and your...
But now out in the big, big public, they think they can even stand the chance, but...
Yeah. The fact that Charlemagne can call someone big back and there's a woman on the show, Kiki and Co saying, like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Not every check is a good check.
What are we doing?
Look, if you feel like you can't pull your co-star or your co-host up in a moment like that, not every check is a good check. Yeah. And I just don't understand where we are as a sisterhood where things like that happen and we just don't stand 10 toes down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's the width of her back got to do with anything? Again, it comes down to
you don't think.
She was worthy of that kind of attention.
Because Charlemagne will lay down and spread his legs to be on the Tamara Hall show, but Tamara ain't calling him. She ain't calling him.
Ooh.
She ain't calling him, but guess who she did call? She called Risa Tisa.
Oh.
Because you feel like, how? Why is she getting this attention?
Oh. Did she not return you lots calls because she's busy with Good Morning America?
How about that?
Be careful. Be careful because it starts to, them traits start to show up and they eat away at you. Don't be bad mind and jealous. And then when you don't want to work on yourself, you just reach for trying to shame somebody.
Yeah.
They're still winning.
Yeah.
And you're still frustrated.
Shame.
Anyway, sorry.
That just... Ooh, the suffragette. Girl. I didn't get my popcorn. Golly. Because I was not expecting us to go on that turn. She said 6 months worth of cheese. What the fuck?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Listener confession now. The title is The Shame Game. Avid listener and lover of all things candy sensor. No, I can't read compliments without laughing.
This gets awkward. Thanks.
Let's get into it. I'm South Asian, African, Muslim, mammoth boys. My husband's family are of a similar background, but I'd say a little more traditional conservative than mine when it comes to dress, parenting, gender roles, etc. Recently, we went on holiday and I wore a one piece. Mistakenly, this picture ended up in front of family. I'm not the most body confident. It wasn't exactly a modest look, and I can respect tradition. I felt some guilt over this, but I've reflected and moved forward. Nothing was said to me directly, but my husband did get an earful. He did come to my defense and already knew that I felt embarrassed, maybe even a little shame, as modest dress has been a cultural norm for me since I was a teen. I did wear a hijab for a bit, but it wasn't for me at the time. I'm in my 30s now. I'm not on the level of walking around my kids naked, respect, but I go to the gym and want my boys to think of me as strong, fit and healthy. A few weeks ago, my son walked in on his gran having a shower and was no doubt curious. He also has swimming lessons and sometimes sees other children getting changed as well as his brother. This interaction prompted a comment from my father-in-law, which didn't sit right with me. He said, "You need to talk to your boy and teach him about shame." I was a little stunned and didn't respond. I teach my kids about boundaries, privacy and respect. I'm very cautious about the word shame, maybe because I have felt the weight of it. I want to know if you think there's a way to have this conversation. Kids are under 7 with either the children or say something to their grandparents. Love to you and all the cousins. I will not be answering this because I raise my children how I see fit, irrespective of other family members. So there would have been conversations I was having from day dot.
Mm. Is he supposed to be ashamed? Is that what they're trying to teach him? Then I would say absolutely not.
It's giving very much that.
That's also, respectfully, no. My kids are being raised by me and their father, and we're doing the best that we can. And when we see that there's an issue, we talk about stuff. But if there isn't an issue, and I wasn't appalled by what happened. I didn't think it was a problem. Therefore, no, I don't think you should have a conversation. And I think, to be honest with you, I'll say this. Shame is the opposite. The last thing you actually want to teach your children.
Because it's always come up in cases of paedophilia and child sexual assault, that shame, it's interweaved there, yeah. It's interlinked.
Yeah.
Them being ashamed of their body parts or having certain conversations
around them.
It's a big problem.
Yeah. And the problem is when you come from, you know, backgrounds with ethnic cultures, it's the same in a lot of our cultures that we just don't talk about stuff. You don't talk about body parts. You don't talk about sex. You don't talk about, you know, and I don't think that that's normal. And a lot of parents are trying to actively change that. But no, your boys are 7. They're curious. Of course, they're going to ask questions. And when they do,
RJ knows what periods are.
You give them a response.
She's 5.
You give them a response that's...
I give child appropriate.
That's the one.
But honest responses. Yeah.
Don't lie to your children. He shouldn't be ashamed. He's curious. If he doesn't learn it from you, where else is he going
to
learn?
And that's always my worry.
Like,
because you will go looking for this. And again, to encourage shame just makes kids more curious.
Yeah.
They're going to want to go and investigate, and they're going to learn from completely the wrong people.
And don't lie to them and say, you know, birds and bees or whatever, because they'll go say that to their friends. Their friends will make fun of them. Oh, you don't know what it means. You give a child appropriate response, but an honest one. And yeah, shame is the last thing you want to do. So feels to me that your in-laws perhaps think they have more of a say in not just how you raise your children, but even how you view yourself and what they mm-hmm. they feel, for them to feel comfortable to go and give your husband an mm-hmm. earful is mm-hmm. laughable, and boundaries need to probably be mm-hmm. put in place. And I'm glad your husband, you know, stood up for you. And mm-hmm. yeah, you make the decisions that feel right for you, but on that, no, it's don't teach your children.
And it comes off the back of such a pertinent episode. This is the stuff that just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It drives me absolutely crazy.
They feel too entitled to tell you, a grown 30-something-year-old mother of two, what to do with her children yeah. and her body. And
God forbid, well, I'm not saying you did, but God forbid they found out it, when you had your kids, you might have had an orgasm. Woo! Don't shake the table.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't, ooh, a woman enjoying herself. Ah!
Like,
don't let them know that
it's
that there's a possibility there was more than one orgasm in the room. Shocker. Nah, sorry.
Yeah.
Like I said, she didn't dash herself in front of the horse for this.
At all. At all.
Like, and it's when I really deep these conversations where I understand what people say when they say, like, we're not free until we're all free.
Yeah.
Until every version of woman is free, yeah. none of us are free.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, your algorithm could be feeding you ultra feminist content where you think, you know, we are doing what's best for us. No, when you start to break down some barriers and look inside certain cultures and sections, it's like, no, so many of us aren't free
mm.
or we feel like we can't say certain things or be or act a certain.
And also, the problem is, right, women, you can just never do right.
Ever.
You are on the modest side of things, you are Muslim, and that is not good enough. God forbid they find out who Dre and Michelle, do you know what I mean? Like, God forbid, God forbid. So like, on either end of the spectrum, it's like, nothing is ever good enough.
Ever.
So you can only
do- When it comes to being a woman.
Nothing is ever good enough.
When it comes to being a woman.
So you can only do what makes you feel good and stand in your truth. Yeah,
a couple episodes ago, we had a guy pumping up his balls. Proudly.
Proudly. Shout out to Accordion Balls. Hope you're doing well. But nah,
I'm so sick of it.
Stand 10 toes down, baby.
Yeah,
stand
in 10 your toes down. One piece swimsuit. Yeah. Like, the heck?
Stand 10 toes down.
And remember that you have the last say in how and what your kids are taught. You have the last mm-hmm. say. And that might even mean that communication is limited between your household
uh-huh.
and the household of that of your parents-in-law. Yeah. And that's just fine too. But enough is enough, because it's so interesting. It's not until usually the patriarch of these households die that women then start to free up the throat chakra.
Exactly.
And they tell you just the tyranny that mm-hmm. they were under.
Mm-hmm.
No, it stops now. Shy. Sometimes I just want to see divorce rates go up.
Okay. Spoken like a true romantic. All right.
Not yours. He sounds lovely. Anyway, guys, we'll sit in the closet.
Stays in the closet.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.